Tanya for the 14th of for the 14th of Sivan is in Perek Dalet, chapter 4 of Shara Yichud Vemuna. It's on page 298. The Alter Rebbe is explaining the meaning of Tzimtzum. What does it mean? That the truth is that there is no world. Nothing exists besides God. And the world itself is bottle, just like the light of the sun within the sun. Has no existence of its own. It is the sun itself. In the same way, the created world has no existence of its own. It is its creator. It is the word of God, the Asara Maimores, being expressed, and there is nothing beside the Asara Maimores, the creative power. What then do we see? Because we don't see the presence of God, because we don't see the creator, therefore we experience creation as if it were a separate entity. And the question is, how can that be? If the creation has no separate entity, it is a part of God, so if we can't see God, we shouldn't be able to see his creation either. So the answer is that the creation comes from Shem Havaya, from Yudke Vovke, and it comes through the concealment, through the shield, through the filter of Shem Elikim. So the Rebbe begins to explain. In the praises that we offer to God, that we say of God, is that he is Hagodel and Hagiber. Hagodel is Chesed, Hagiber is Gvura. Godel is Chesed, because Chesed is what creates all existence out of nothing, and that is from God's greatness. And Gvura is the ability to restrict and withhold. Today's shiur, in the middle of the page, the line begins, Vihine. Vihine kemei shemida zu. Just as this mida, the chesed, the gdula, hi shvachei shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu levadei, it is the praise of God himself, this compliment, can be applied only to God himself, because because only God is capable of creating something out of nothing and giving it life, whereas all creation, even the greatest creatures and creations, even if an angel were infinite, for example, he wouldn't be able to create something out of nothing. As we explained yesterday, that creating something out of nothing means not only that you make something without material to work with, but that the something that is created is totally unaware of its creator, of having been created. And every being, even the highest being, is governed by certain properties and by certain characteristics. That is the definition of that thing, and therefore whatever he does and whatever he creates must bear an impression of those conditions, of those properties by which the creator is defined. So if an angel creates, the creation will have to be angelic. If something infinite creates, the creation would have to be infinite. So the creation would recognize, so to speak, its creator. It would carry and express the personality of the creator. Whereas since God is not governed by any description at all, he doesn't have to have any definition at all. His existence is pure and absolute. Therefore, he can create and continue to create and be the life of the thing that he creates, which is a very strong involvement with the creation, and at the same time, the created being is not aware that it has a creator. So just as creating something out of nothing is a compliment or a praise that can apply only to God himself, because no created being can duplicate, can create something out of nothing, the gam, and what's more, is that midazu hilamayla mehaskolas kol habruyin v'hasagosam. This attribute, this kindness, this chesed, with which God creates the infinite creatures of this world, infinite variety of creatures, is beyond the comprehension of the created being. not only can't a created being do the same and create something out of nothing, but it can't even understand how God creates something out of nothing. She'ein koyach b'seichel shum nivra. It is not within the capacity of the intelligence of any created being. La'haskil u'la'hasig midazu v'yecholta livra yesh ma'ayin u'la'chayesein. No created being can understand and comprehend this attribute, its ability to create something out of nothing even while it gives it life. Because we don't understand what it means to be pure existence. Ki hi mimidas gzulos shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is it so far beyond our comprehension? It's not just that we don't have enough intelligence. It's beyond the realm of intelligence. It is not only is it not known, it is not knowable. And it's not knowable because Habriya Yesh Ma'ayin Hudova Shalamaila Misechul HaNivroyim. It's not too complicated or too profound. It's simply beyond the realm of Seichel, Ki Himimidas Gdulos Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it comes from an attribute of God's greatness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas of Ardus Poshut, and God and his attributes are one, and therefore just as we don't understand God, we don't understand His attributes. Kedisa Bezei HaKadosh De'il V'gar Me'yuchad U'kishem She'im B'yichel Shum Seichel Nivra. So just as we are unable to understand God, we're unable to understand His attributes, because He and His attributes are one. Now, just as no created being can understand the attribute of Gedula, one of the attributes of God. In the same way, Shehi HaYecheilus Livrei Yeshmai Nalacha Yesei Kiduch Sivrei Lam Chesed Yibone. We can't understand God's ability to create something out of nothing and give it life. As it says, Olam Chesed Yibone, the world is created out of kindness, and this kindness which creates, we cannot comprehend. In the same way, Kach mamish ein biyecholte lahasig midas gvuros yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we also are incapable of understanding the attribute of gvura. Just as we can't understand the attribute of gdula, which is chesed, we also can't understand God's gvura, which is the Shem Elikim, the Tzimtzum. Shehi midas hatzimtzum umaniyas hispashtus achayus. Gvura means the tzimtzum and the restraint that restrains the spreading of the end of the life. Megedulosei, this attribute of gedula is an indiscriminate giver, and it gives endlessly by its nature. The nature of gvura is that it blocks and stops that flow. That there shouldn't be endless giving. There shouldn't be indiscriminate giving. So it prevents the gedula from the leide dula his galis ala nevroyim l'hachayesem ulekaimon begilui. It doesn't allow this attribute of gedula, of the chesed, to come down and reveal itself to the created beings. In a revealed state, ki im behester ponim, rather, it allows the light to come through only in a concealed manner. He'll soon explain. Sha'achai is mistate beguf hanivro, that the life flow from chesed is concealed within the created being, uki'ilu guf hanivro, hodova b'fnei atzmei, so that the body of the created being appears to exist by itself. Ve'eine yispashtus achayiz v'haruchni yispashtus haziv v'hei me'hashemesh. And it is not an expansion, a radiation of this energy and ruchnius that comes from God, as is the case with the light of the sun coming from the sun. Ella, so it doesn't appear that way. Ella, it appears that hudava b'fnei atzme, that it is a separate entity and exists by itself, even if we recognize that God created it, but we now experience it as a separate entity, af shebe'emes ein hudava b'fnei atzme, even though in truth it is not a separate entity. Ela kamei ispashta sayeme ha-shemesh. This is the attribute of Gevura. This is what the Tzimtzum does, that although the truth is that all of creation is like the light that comes from the sun, which is bottle within the sun, in the same way, the created being, because it is in its source, it is in the presence of God, because God is everywhere. Therefore, the created being is totally bottle and has no existence of its own. And still, we experience it as if it did, because hein hein gvureis of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the gvura of God, God's ability to withhold, to not reveal himself, asher kol yochel, since he is all-powerful, he's capable of infinite giving. He's also capable of finite restraint. That he can contain and be mitzamtem the energy that flows from him, and he conceals it. So that the physical substance, the physical creation, should not be nullified out of existence. And just as no created being can understand how God creates and generates all these creatures and all this existence, in the same way we don't understand how God can restrain and conceal himself. And that even as he conceals himself and withholds of himself from the creation, at the same time, the created being comes into existence, me'ayin liyesh, out of nothing, k'mei she'ein yecheles b'seichel shum nivra v'hasig mu'hus abriya me'ayin liyesh. And this we can't understand, just like we can't understand God's creation. The question that the Alter Rebbe is explaining here is, what is the function and the nature of the Shem Elikim? What does it do? It's not completely similar to the sun and a shield. In the sun and the shield, the sun is the giving creation. It gives off light, it gives off heat, it gives off health and growth and so on. And the shield is merely a filter that blocks some of that energy. But the filter doesn't create, the filter doesn't give life, the filter doesn't give light, nothing. The filter is only a negative thing. It restricts the flow. But when it comes to Shem Elikim, God's Gevura, we can't describe it as merely a restraint, a negative process, because we're saying that Hagdula, Hagodel, is an attribute of God, attribute of kindness, and Hagvura is another attribute of God. So it's not merely a blockage, that chesed is a talent, whereas gvura is not a talent, it's merely an absence of talent, a restraint of talent. Obviously, when we say that this is the attribute of gvura, we're talking about a creative attribute. We're talking about one of God's attributes. So it can't be that the Shem Elikim does not participate and does not contribute towards creation. It merely filters and restrains the creative force from being overwhelming. So the truth is that Shem Elikim does create. It does have a role in the existence of the thing, as he will explain a little later on. In the Hayyim Yayim, for the 14th of Sivan, the Rebbe writes that Belavishas Talis Kotten Babeket Biyadayim Nikiyes, when we put on the Talis Kotten in the morning, after having washed our hands, when the hands are clean, Ubimokim Shemuta Levarich, and when you're in a place where you're allowed to make a bracha, then Mevarchim, then we make the bracha al mitzvah tzitzis. Kivin she'en betalos kotten shalonu shir ituf. We don't make the other bracha le'satir batzitzis, because the talus cotton we wear isn't big enough, doesn't have the dimensions for being able to wrap yourself in it, so we make the bracha al mitzvah tzitzis. Im also levarich, if he's in a place where you're not allowed to make a bracha, azai kedim atzilim. Im eini levish talus godul, yimashmesh bedalat tzitzieso v'yevarich oz. So in the morning when he first puts on the tzilim, if he doesn't also wear a big talus, if he's not going to put on the talus godel, then when he puts on the talus cotton, he should rearrange or move around the four corners, and that's considered putting on, and then make the bracha al mitzvah tzitzis.